when I look at inspire someone today, it always takes me to a conversation I had with someone, and it was about, she said, Zina, we are ordinary people. You know, there's nothing extraordinary about us. But what I believe is that every ordinary story has something extraordinary. I think just to be there and keep continuing their journey is the extraordinary part.
I think the four of us will agree, we can't let you just get off easily and move on to the next question, because we and all your listeners want to hear your answer to that question. How's your journey been? Is there a genre that you feel like you want to explore? I guess from a certain community, pocket of the world, or genre that you're really keen to bring on your podcast that you haven't done yet, or a genre you want to revisit?
I could not listen to the entire episode, and then I stopped it at 20 minutes, 25 minutes in some of the work. When I resume, I'm like thinking, is it the same episode? And this has happened to me quite a few times. The person who's talking law has become a doctor, or somebody else has become something else. The career trajectory is moved.
Winners never quit, and quitters never win.
Hey, my dear listeners, here we are, the much-awaited milestone episode of Inspire Someone Today. Yes, this is the 100th episode, and this is not just special to me, but to many individuals, my family, friends, colleagues, and all you listeners who have been part of this wonderful journey for the last 3 years and counting. To mark this momentous occasion, we are doing this episode in a different format. This is my first of having not one, not two, four different guests. Yes, it's a pleasure of having the sounding board members of this podcast to join us as guests for this episode. With great joy, I welcome Devashi, Zinal, Vijay, and Paul onto this century episode. I think to get started, this journey couldn't have happened without the timely advice interventions from each one of you at different point of time during this journey. We came together when IST was about a year old. I was at about the 40 plus episodes. Here we are at the big landmark. From each of your perspective, what has been your Inspire Someone Today journey as a sounding board member? What's been like? What stands out to you when you look back?
I mean, for me, this is the journey itself, such a huge inspiration to touch 100 episodes. I know a podcast journey is not a joke. It takes a lot of perseverance, a lot of patience, not only in terms of the technical glitches, but also in terms of getting that right inspiration on board. So the journey has been very, very inspiring. Shrikant, I personally am very inspired with the journey. And only best wishes to you. May more 100 and 100 episodes come and we get to hear that inspiration.
Yeah, thanks, Gina. So being a visual person, I would say how the experience, both visually, how the look and feel of the podcast, that it was showing up in the social media. And at the same time, how the people who were there and the section kind of evolved. Like personally, you know, what right now, like I would say around the 70th episode, I could say people are talking about habits and rituals. That became my personal favorite, which was there, you know, kind of hidden in the initial ones, but that became very evident, you know, from the 70th episode. And the takeaways are clear. And I would say, like, you know, that has resulted in the community that we are, you know, having with Inspire Someone Today. So that's what I could see right now. And I'm sure it's going to be new in 2024. So congratulations.
Thank you. I think you touched upon a very interesting point, community. I think that is what each one of us wanted to build out. This itself is a community in itself, wanting to bring in those inspirers onto this show. Vijay, what has been your experience so far being part of the journey?
Firstly, I can't believe we've reached 100 so fast. August 15, 2021, right, Shikhan?
August 15th, 2020.
Actually, the diversity of guests, I mean, I don't know how you pull together this many people, right? That to me is, while it looked different, the underlying thing about this theme of inspire someone continued to be there, whoever came on the show. I don't know how you kept that together. So hopefully you can tell us a little bit about how you scripted out the show, you know, the show behind the show kind of thing. But this is amazing. If the first 100 is, these are the, you know, it's like the multi-star cast that you put together. I'm just wondering who next will appear on the show. So that's, every time the new episode downloaded, I could not tell after some time, is it domestic, international, someone from which sector? It cut through, right? There were CEOs, founders, there were authors. So that to me is, through your show, I didn't even know some of these people and their stories. So, I mean, as a listener, I also learned that. So, terrific stuff. Congrats again.
Thank you. We'll definitely touch upon some stats as we move along the journey. And Paul, yours has been a very different hat. You have been a sounding board member, but before that, you were also a guest on this episode. So how does that feel to have the dual hat and very closely associated from that point onwards?
Well, thank you, Sri. And thanks for inviting us all here today. I was episode 40 back in December, yes. I think it was 2021, if I'm counting right. And you know, the interesting story that maybe most people don't know is where you and I met. We met during tough times of COVID in another platform called Clubhouse.
Clubhouse.
Right? And we never actually met face to face. And here we are, you know, we're having an amazing talk. And I was actually revisiting the episode we did together. And in honor of that, I've got a photo from one of the stories I told. This is Ladakh behind me, my definition of heaven. And this is where I visit every year. And I shared that story in the episode, and you did a fine job of bringing that out. And I'll tell you what, it's easy to start something. It's really hard to continue. So my respect to you and admiration for having the resilience and the commitment to keep going. You know, one of my favorite books is Good to Great by Jim Collins. I think your podcast started off better than good, on the edge of great. And then he's got another book, which I think this sums up where we're going here. It's called Built to Last. Oh, I don't know if you can see it here. Anyway, it's called Built to Last. You can trust me on that. It's with my screen. It's hard to see. Built to Last. Inspire Someone is Built to Last. And I'm sure you're just warming up. So congrats, my friend, and looking forward to a great conversation again.
Thank you so much. I think what makes this podcast so nice, so beautiful is the love, the affection, and folks like you giving that encouragement. So thank you. Thank you so much for that honor and being part of that journey. And as we kind of exchange those pleasantries closer home for a lot of our listeners who are listening to this particular podcast when this goes on air, is they would want to know a bit about you. What drew you towards being part of this elite sounding board for Inspire Someone today? If I'm sure you would have heard, if not all 100, some episodes along the way. What resonated with you? What has been your key takeaways? What did you like? What did you not like along the journey? So we'll do a backward forward now. We'll start off with you, Paul, and end with Zeenan.
Sure. Really happy to answer that question. I think I mentioned earlier that we met during the tough times of COVID. Then you launched this amazing thing, which I would call a movement. It's become a movement. It's a community, which has then given birth to a movement. And if I have to take away a couple of key words, one is purpose. Purpose. You know, there's a great quote from Jim Rohn, the author. He said, when the why is clear, the how is easy. And you've got a very clear North Star on this podcast. It's about inspire. And, you know, what we've seen through the wide variety, dynamic guests that you've had on, there is a common theme throughout that. The conversations that you're having always get back somehow to that individual's purpose, to his or her why. And I think in our world, especially as we come out of COVID, it's more and more important to listen to these stories, these human stories. And that's what you really, you've done with this podcast. So I think it's wonderful. And it's no surprise that it's such a popular podcast. And I'm sure that you'll continue to honor your North Star as you share stories from your from the many guests ahead that I'm sure are lining up to be on your podcast now.
Now I know where those cheerleaders come from for those hockey team in Ladakh.
As Paul was responding, I was thinking, most of the time when I listen to your episodes, it starts with something at the surface. Author, writer, this, that. Then I like the way it unravels. It goes story within a story. It goes elsewhere suddenly. And then sometimes this has happened to me. I'm telling you this in real time. I could not listen to the entire episode. And then I've stopped it at 20 minutes, 25 minutes in some of the work. When I resume, I'm like thinking, is it the same episode? And this happened to me quite a few times. The person who's talking law has become a doctor, or somebody else has become something else. The career trajectory is moved. That kept me going, actually, through the episodes, because it was very non-linear. And I don't know whether you, was it by design or by accident, you selected people who are like so diverse, even within their career paths. But the underlying thing, again, back to his inspiration, I think something about his resilience, them, even if they pivoted like that, they again, you know, hung in there, made things happen, at least was, you know, resonating with me right through. And they were openly sharing their stuff, failures and all that. And I think somehow you drew all those underlying, it's like peeling the onion, you got all those layers out. So it's almost like an expectation now, Srikanth. If the story becomes straightforward now, I don't know. It doesn't look like Inspire, it doesn't sound like IST now, right? So
no pleasure for me.
Exactly.
What has been your favorite segment?
I was tempted to think it is that Power of Three.
Okay.
But I have paid more attention to the initial first one or two questions. There's a lot coming there. And through that is where the story is building. So the first 10, 15 minutes for me was, my God, I was just thinking, these stories are so deep as it's going, right?
Whether it was intentional, whether it's design, I think it just naturally came through. None of it was kind of by design to a very large extent. Since everybody is talking about the eclectic mix of the guests that we had, just some bit of a stat around it, I was scanning through the 100 episodes. From a guest representation standpoint, we have guests missing only from two continents, Antarctica and South America. So outside of that, we have had guests from every continent, 65% of them from Asia, 3% Africa, 5% Europe, 5% Australia, 7% Middle East, and 14% North America. So that's been the profile of the guests who have been on the show in the last 100.
Amazing, Srikanth. I'm assuming those two continents where you didn't have guests from, maybe there are viewers and it got all covered.
Maybe. With that, Devishi, a bit about your background and what has been your favorite episodes or what has been your key learnings from these episodes?
Yeah. So first of all, like, you know, why we joined the sounding board, and I still remember the, you know, how we connected, like with a little bit of a Paul story. So every year I'll do a calendar to some way to map the inspiration or, you know, the good work which is going around. Because similarly, during the COVID time, we all felt that we need to fuel our life with something else, declutter it. And I saw Srikanth as a huge space. So, you know, you can, Srikanth is somebody who's not going to say about himself. He is a clean canvas where all these people show their vulnerable side. I have listened to the same people in different podcasts, Srikanth, but it's not the same. You go deep because, you know, you provide that huge space. And that's what connected me with the, you know, the clean space that you create, that attitude of giving. And so that's how I joined all of you, and it's been awesome. My key takeaways from the podcast has been, you know, moments where they talk about their childhood stories. And again, most of them are about beliefs which have shaped their life. from a diverse background, and like something which is common, I think everybody refers to Paul, the book Good to Great. I think there are 8 to 9 people who have kind of shared it in the podcast, right? And you shared it. There's a lot of repetition of pattern in the beliefs of, you know, who they were as a child. And you and me also have the conversation about the next generation. The youth are going to shape the future of the world. So I find that segment very nurturing for me. A lot of personal learnings. And Bijoy's episode, 40th, 50th episode, was so deep. Like, I was, for 2-3 days, I was in that, in a very different state. And I wrote a post about it and, you know, I interacted with him. That's the impact. That time, we didn't have the community. And I completely felt the urge to be able to talk to the person. So those have been, you know, kind of impact. And as a learner, I pick up the habits, as I said. There are different kinds of interesting habits. Somebody, you know, reading a book on the treadmills, I think it's Ravi. And I Googled, where did he find it? I couldn't find a treadmill where you can put the book and kind of do it. But it was there. But yeah, overall, I would say how their childhood molded their beliefs. And again, I would say that comes, Vijay, in the first few questions, first 10 or 15 minutes. This is what I love.
This is the kind of validation any content creator would love to hear, that you kind of churn out contents, but you don't know how it impacts the listeners. To hear that is something really nice, and appreciate you for sharing that particular piece. And wrapping up on this particular segment, Zinal, what's been your journey? What's been your background to being part of this journey?
I remember the way we got connected. It was for a podcast, right? It was between me and Nisha. And when you actually reached out to me, I was just wondering that, why would you want me to be on the sounding board? Because, you know, I'm just getting started with my podcast. Of course, I have 2 podcasts, but still, you know, why would you want to? But I think when I look at Inspire Someone today, it always takes me to a conversation I had with someone. And it was about, she said, Zina, we are ordinary people. You know, there's nothing extraordinary about us. But what I believe is that every ordinary story has something extraordinary. I think just to be there and keep continuing their journey is the extraordinary part, right? Because it takes a lot of resilience to just keep doing what you're doing every day. Like how Paul said that, you know, it's easy to get started, but it's very difficult to just keep maintaining and continuing. And I think every story, it just gives me that. The kind of diverse backgrounds you've got on the show, it just tells me these are very ordinary people who have genuinely done some amazing work, who we don't even know about, we've never heard about. But when you bring them on your platform, they actually become extraordinary because, you know, you seek inspiration from them. So yeah, I think that has been a very, very special you know, part to me. For me, I think I'm more getting lost into the story, lost into the inspiration, and I'm just picking points that, okay, what am I going to learn from them today? It does not matter what background they are from, what segment they are from, but for me, what am I going to be picking from?
I think we can...
Hey, Shrikant, can I just jump in for 1 second? It's really important, huh? I think the 4 of us will agree, we can't let you just get off easily and move on to the next question, because we and all your listeners want to hear your answer to that question. How's your journey been? Yeah. If it's okay with everyone, I think we need to ask the host himself how the journey's been.
That was exactly my thought. Yes, Shrikant, please.
So the mic is in your hands, sir. Share your story.
Well, what do I say? I think there is a lot of emotions that comes to my mind when I reflect back on the journey. The very fact that we are doing this 100th episode itself is a lot. I have kind of shared this with many of you, that when I said the foot of doing this podcast. I said, let me do about 5 to 10 episodes and that's about it. And here I am today talking about 100 episodes and further than that. I think some of the pieces that come to my mind when I reflect back on this journey is first and foremost is that of gratitude. The fact that there's so many of people believed in what I'm trying to do, took the time, effort to go and listen to it. The guests, so many of them, they debuted on this show, their first ever podcast. But to have that trust and belief to kind of come and share their stories, being vulnerable, I think I owe a deep sense of gratitude for my own family, friends, colleagues, to kind of be supportive to my endeavor, giving me that nudge once in a while, saying that, hey, I listened to that episode, keep going. This was a very interesting thought. My family letting go of their weekends to say that, okay, you have a recording coming up. It's okay. We don't have to go do your recording. I think those are moments when you reflect back is what has made it is. I hear all good things that you spoke about me, but I think the real people who made it happen is all of the listeners, all of you guys, my family, friends. And the other big part of my journey, if I were to look back on this, is I started as a very tentative amateur. I was about 2 weeks back going back and listening to the first episode that I did with Mr. Prabir Jha to the latest episode that I have done. Like I say, experience is the biggest thing that you can add on to you. I was a nervous wreck. I could sense that in my voice, the way I was kind of asking the questions to where I am today. I am a lot more confident. There's still butterflies in the stomach like I had for this particular conversation as well. But it's good butterflies. So I think that self-doubt or the confidence has kind of come leaps and bounds.
Inspires different kinds of action. But can I ask another question, Srikanth? I know. Mm-hmm. So, as you said, it's 100th episode, right? And then you started with life must have shifted, as you said, your weekends, how you're with your family, planning shifted. What are some of the rituals that you developed to be able to do it for till this 100th episode? Like it's for us also, somebody who wants to take on something new in their life, and also for a lot of people who would like to be in their 100 episodes of their podcast.
I think more than rituals, it is a series of things that you do no matter how boring it is. So for me, the critical element has been planning. I know that I have a day job. This is something I'm passionate about. I don't want to give up. So I need to plan way ahead of time, factoring all the other distractions that might happen during the course of the week. So what I generally do is at any given point of time, I am at least about 4 to 6 episodes ahead. So I talk to potential guests. So I kind of do a chemistry call with them, get their sign off, get the dates locked. Then start my research. So earlier on, I used to do the research and then reach out to the guest, then said it's not effective usage of my time. Because what if they say no? What if the time slot is available? I'm wasting my time. So I generally shortlist the 4 to 6 guests I would want to have on the show for the next 3 months. Then reach out to them, connect with them. If they give me a go ahead, I do the research, send them stuff that I would want to kind of have the conversation. So everything is set, and to a very large extent, the fact that I need to do all of these for a Saturday, Sunday time period also makes it that much more difficult to plan out things. So hence, planning becomes a very, very critical element to this. And always having a plan B. Just like the technology glitches that we had earlier on today is something that you would have during the course. The guest might not show up. The guest might have something urgent for that particular day. You have to kind of do everything. What's your plan B? So I have 6 guests, but 3 backup guests. In that way, it kind of takes care by itself. So I would say planning, prioritization, and getting to know what is that you would want to kind of accomplish over the next 3 to 6 months time period has helped me in good stead.
That's awesome. So, 3 to 6 episodes planning ahead of it. That's commendable. Thank you for sharing, Srikanth.
Shrikant, I had a question. You do some research and you said you have a chemistry session and all that. How much of the stuff that they're telling live, are you also listening for the first time along with the listeners?
To a very large extent. While we do the chemistry session, say, okay, these are the things that we would want to discuss. But invariably during the flow of the conversation, you tend to kind of change paths, you discuss something else. But to a very large extent, it will be revolving around the stories that they've had. It won't be anything different, but it's also the flow, right? When you're in the flow, you tend to kind of share stories that you wouldn't have shared anywhere else, anytime else. So that kind of creates a platform for them to share stories that they wouldn't have said otherwise. So a lot many times, I would say 50%, I would know what is that we would be talking. The other 50% is definitely impromptu.
Being the host as well as listening at the same time. Can you imagine, like, fresh?
Yeah, I will say the amount of learning that I have personally had is enormous. I wouldn't had the opportunity of talking to so many people, learning so many things, if I had not kind of gone down this path of doing to Paul's earlier point. This is an interesting thing. Paul made this statement in his podcast saying that, What's your Inspire Someone Today message was the question that asked Paul. And his response was, stand on the shoulders of the giants. Right? So that very statement itself, it might be prevalent, but when you hear it, somebody, it kind of resonates more with you. And the other piece is, we speak about resilient, being resilient oriented. One of the guests whom I'm talking to, he brought in a completely different paradigm to this by saying that, it's more than resilience, there's another term that is a lot more important. It's called as anti-fragile. So being anti-fragile is a lot more important, a lot more critical than being resilient. And the example that he shared with me was an aircraft crash. When an aircraft crash happens, resilience is how do you react to that situation. Anti-fragility is about how do you ensure that next time it doesn't happen. So you learn from the incident, so you become anti-fragile. So these are some of the concepts that I have kind of picked up that is not pre-planned, but that happens along the process.
There's one point I wanted to add to when Zeenal was saying this, and maybe I was saying it before, Shrikant. I think at some point, these numbers are growing, like it's become 100. And what's happened to me personally is, with all due respect to all the guests, right, I've even forgotten some of the names, but I remember some things that they said. Like Devishi was saying something, reading on the treadmill. I remember someone said they want to live healthy up to 100 years. Talking of 100. So they were saying it's very important to actually develop friendship, relationship, everything with the next gen, because if they are older, then they need younger ones.
That's Prashant Desai.
Yeah, Prashant Desai. Or someone, unfortunately, I remember, even went to the prison and came back, had lessons from back there.
Damon West.
Yeah. So I still recall all the things there. And sometimes I've forgotten actually what is the episode number of the person. So I think it's even more profound at some level.
Yeah. I'll just add to it, because this entire expression of giving to the youth has come up multiple times in the episode. Siddharth Rajshekhar, is my personal favorite. He's talking about create this army so that end of the day it is about the youth. So Mr. Hirsch also, something he says, the greater idea is to create, I was not aware of it, to create it for the youth. So Shrikant, how will your future episodes are going to look like?
That's where I have my sounding board. They are the one who will kind of create that structure for me and tell Shrikant, this is how you got to look from 100 to whatever the next number that you guys tell me.
So another question, Shrikant, just came to me and I'm just live going to ask you, right? I didn't think of this question too much. It's not to put you on the spot, but was there a time where they were not supposed to say it. So let's say it's politically incorrect, something, and then you had to edit it, clip it?
Happens. I would say majority of the times that does happen. That's where I have the description of being the chief curator of this show comes in handy.
I'm sure it happens quite often, right? So yeah. I'm sure there's a lot that's going to get edited today also, because he's the chief curator.
Well, to a large extent, freedom of speech, people are here to express their views. It's not that you got to say what I would want to hear, but it's more about what you would want to say. That's how each one of us develop those perspectives. To an extent possible, I leave it as it is. If it is really, really a sensitive matter that doesn't go down well, is when the editor's cut comes through. Otherwise, it passes through.
And as someone come back and said, oh, that the most important part, Srikanth, I wanted to say, but it's not in the show, like.
Well, Vijay, interestingly, because we are in the flow of those conversations, a lot many times the guests have come back, told me saying that, did I really say that? I didn't realize that was me saying all of those things. I've heard that particular piece.
Wow. Okay.
Well, hey, Srikanth, now that we've hijacked your podcast and we've taken over, clearly we are taking over. Another question for you. And we're enjoying
it,
by the way.
Go for it.
Yeah. So you've covered so many different genres. I mean, from sports to business to the arts. I mean, there's so many different types of philosophers, coaches, so on. Is there a genre that you feel like you want to explore? I guess from a certain community pocket of the world or genre that you're really keen to bring on your podcast that you haven't done yet, or a genre you want to revisit?
A genre that I would want to experiment falls somewhere closer to your home base in Japan is I would want to talk to the folks in Okinawa or the blue zone areas. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much of talk around the longevity, there's so much of talk about physical endurance, all of it, and there are this bunch of communities starting at Okinawa, some places in Mexico, what they call as the blue zone places, where people are living beyond 100 years. I would want to ask them what their routines are like. What is their secret sauce for those longevity? So if I can get hold of that tribe of people and get them on the show, nothing like that.
Well, I've been there and it's a fascinating story. So I encourage you to pursue it. Maybe the better way to do that is to get on the plane, come on over to Japan and see me. And we can go down to Okinawa together and do a live show from road.
What say my sounding board?
Yeah, what do you say? Road trip.
That's a great one for the next 100. Yeah, that's a great start for sure. So Srikanth, I have one question. So when you are doing your research on the guests you want to bring on board, why does that guest come onto that list? Is there something that you are perceiving, something that is there, some story you want to bring out particularly because you've read about them, or it's later on you realize that, oh wow, you know, this is a story I want to bring down? So why does somebody come on, inspire someone today as per you? How do you do the guest selection in a very simple word?
In a very simple word, what resonates to my audience? What is that question that is there in my mind that I would want to know that I don't know? And that is pretty much prevalent in the day-to-day workings that you and I go through, that how we wish we had that additional perspective. That's all it is. So like you said earlier on, Zinal, you don't have to be a megastar to be an inspirer. And so many of our guests on the show have demonstrated that they are not so and so, but they are great in their own mind. So for me, the simple little thing is, by listening to them, can I get something out of them? I start with me first, and then I'll say, okay, this probably can also resonate with my audience because I'm one of them. So that's a criteria that I apply.
Yeah, it's just inspiration that you want to spread. And I think it very clearly shows that, you know, your main vision and focus is just spreading inspiration. And it does. It definitely works.
That's a good question, Zinal. It's triggering more thoughts. So Srikanth, when you're, here's the situation, right? So podcasts have become famous, but you're dealing with someone 25, 30 years experience. Let's say Paul is on the show, has written a book, done everything. We've got only 30 minutes, 40 minutes, right? So it's like the universe through this small box, right? Then I'm just wondering, how does this work? I mean, so are you touching upon, do you feel like by the end of the show, okay, I got 1% of that person's knowledge, 5% of that? Like, how do you feel at the end of the show?
Well, one of the things that corporate life has taught all of us is to get good at the craft of elevator speeches. So I wouldn't have done justice to what a lot of our guests would come on the show and do. Sometimes I feel that a 30, 40 minute session is not good enough. I'm not doing justice to what they have done to their lifetime. Also, looking at the audience, the consumers, per se. We are in a FOMO world. We are in a world where 2 minutes, 3 minutes is what the attention span is. And if I have to kind of get an episode for 60, 80, 90 minutes, but if there are no listeners to it, then I'm not doing justice to the guest as well. So it's a sweet spot. What is the right number? I don't know. I tend to kind of keep it about 45, 50 minutes because that's some way people would get something, or at least we'll be able to get something out of the guest's journey. And then we do run a lot of these miniature 2 minute, 3 minutes kind of audio bites, video bites. So for people who would want to listen lesser than that, they would. But otherwise, 40 to 45 minutes gives a good round off of what the guest would want to kind of communicate.
You know, Srikant, one way to improve, an important way to improve is to get feedback, right? And so there's a lot of love in this room here today. Huh? We're celebrating a milestone. But I'm curious, along your journey, have you received some constructive feedback / criticism from listeners that helped you maybe improve or change the course at all?
I would say that is one of the pitfalls of this whole podcasting platforms is the inability to get direct feedbacks, except for people on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave your review. No other platform has that kind of a platform to give feedback. The only way I have garnered feedback is when I have reached out. And some of those individuals who have been magnanimous and come back and shared, saying that, hey, I loved this particular episode. This was really nice. Or there was some kind of an audio glitch at this point, so on and so forth. But as a platform, not much, but through word of mouth.
Srikant, tell us your toughest podcast moment, without naming the guest, without naming, like, just tough one.
I would share two, not from a toughest standpoint. One was a very, very acclaimed guest. We had a conversation. We agreed on to a date on a recording day as well. On the day of the recording, I am there locked in and the guest didn't show up.
Really?
And I call him up and he supports me, one of the renowned motivational speakers. And call him up, he says, I forgot I'm traveling now, I can't do it. Right? So that's on the extreme side of how some of the guests can kind of come across. But there have been, and those I would consider is 1-2% of the population. I don't want to say that everybody is like that. On the other side, there are a few folks who would want to duck what you want to say, want to be politically correct for all the questions that you put across. And for me, that is not what our listeners would want to hear. So it becomes very difficult to kind of get them to the main thing and have them to kind of share things openly. So those has been some of those challenges. And it tests you. It tests you as a conversationalist, as a questionnaire, to kind of how do you kind of get some of this stuff from this guest, what you wanted to get out of them.
Interesting. At that point, I thought, Srikant, you do stop recording, tell them directly, then start recording, and then the show changes.
So, Srikant, one more question. There's been so much of learning, which is, you know, which we all had individually from all these podcasts. Do you want to map it somewhere, a coffee table book or you know, somewhere where it gets mapped? Have you given it a thought?
I'm giving quite a lot of thoughts on how do we curate this wonderful bunch of individuals who have been on the show and more to come. That thought process is on. What form, shape it will take is something that I need to kind of pay some more attention to, because end of the day, it has to be consumable. End of the day, it is something that people feel the value of it. So what would it look like? Is it a book? Is it a video series? Is it a coffee table book? I don't have an answer at this point of time, but something will be there in the midst of our listeners in the future, for sure.
Paul's given away an idea. I think I can say, how about podcasts built to last? Do we have to pay royalty, Paul?
We probably could play with the words a little bit. Get Srikant in there. Yeah. Srikant's built to last. Yeah.
Inspiration is built to last.
There
that
you go.
That would stand the test of time. Thank you. Thank you. You guys have been sharing me with a lot of love. Now I think it's time for me to take the mic back.
Okay.
Okay. We'll let you have it back. Yeah. Briefly.
Thank you. I will move on to the most favorite segment of my podcast, which is the Power of Three Round. So the first of the Power of Three Round coming to you, Vijay. Three guests you want to be featured in the future episodes.
Kapil Dev, Neeraj Chopra. Sorry, guys, I'm just thinking sport right now because of Asian Games. Third one is A.R. Rahman.
I thought you'll give me the third one also as a sports guy. That's a good list. So the word is out there. So for all the listeners, if you know the connections, you need to connect us to these wonderful future guests who can be aired on Inspire Someone today. Same question to you, Devishi. Three guests you would want to be featured in the future episodes.
So one is going to be our Prime Minister, Mr. Modi. Second would be Lisa Nichols, the motivational speaker. And the third would be Barack Obama.
I take that. So three ideas for the future course of Inspire Someone today, Paul. What are the three things that we can do differently as IST goes from here?
Well, actually, I would turn it around and say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? There are some things that you need to protect at all costs. And so let's protect what makes it so special. Your magic dust, eh, that you put on at Shrikant, the way you humanize the stories, the way you give the guests time, space, the moment to express themselves. You take them down different paths, but you also let them go down the path they want to go down. So I think don't lose that, whatever you do. Things you could probably do in addition, I think you can definitely explore the idea of a road trip. I think it'd be fascinating that you actually, you know, go somewhere and meet someone in person, because a podcast, talking to somebody in person, could also be very interesting. It's a different vibe, isn't it? When you're sitting in the same room. Yeah.
You've gotten my attention on that.
Yeah. Well, I told you, Japan is ready and waiting, eh? And I do want to borrow the question you asked earlier about which guests, huh? Well, you mentioned Prime Minister Modi. And being from Canada, wouldn't it be great to have Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Prime Minister Modi in the same room together? And perhaps you can broker the peace between our two countries.
Well, I'm not doing a diplomatic podcast. I'm doing an Inspire Someone Today podcast.
No. This is about friendship. This is all about friendship.
I get it. Yeah.
And you know, I'm a friend of India. And I would say all the Canadians that I know, we're all friends of India. But wouldn't it be great if you could also bring people together who are not together? It's going to be very interesting. Huh?
That's a lovely thought. Mm. Yeah. Use this as a platform to bring people together who have never been together. Wonderful.
Yeah. In a safe place with objective, unbiased, fair conversation. It would be very interesting. And let me know. I can give Justin a call. I'm sure he's open
to that. I'll leave that to you and let Debishi manage the India side of it. And you have a platform of IST. So we are set. Zinal, your ideas for what should be on IST as we move forward? Three things.
Okay, first, I'm going to add to the guest list, because I think would want to see a lot of inspiration on board. Definitely want MS Dhoni, because it's very difficult to get him speak, especially in details, and we know the art that you have to get really all the insights. So MS Dhoni will be definitely one person who I really look forward to. I think the ideas, as what Paul said, just continue what you have been doing and the way you have been doing. I think there is a lot of honesty, and that honesty shouldn't go only for the chase of numbers. I think the way you have been doing it is amazing, but doing a very different kind of a podcast, where in-person podcast would really bring out the best for Inspire Someone Today. So I guess that is something that even I would want to see now in future.
Wonderful. That's a great list, great suggestion, Zinal. Thank you so much. I'm sure each one of you during your journey through the day, through the week, you would be listening to quite a lot of podcasts. My question to each one of you is, what are your three podcasting hacks that you would love to share with our listeners? What hacks do you do to listen to the podcast, to skim through those podcasts or to rush through those podcasts?
Well, I don't know if it's a hack, but maybe I'll change the word hack to habit. By the way, this is a technique that I think every leader uses. If you don't like the question that's being asked, just take it in a different direction, answer a different question that you think of. So let me tell you about how I listen to your podcast and other podcasts, by the way. I'm a big fan of the early morning walk. Every morning I start my day with a walk wherever I am in the world. When I was in India, especially during the tough times of COVID, every morning in Bangalore, I was at the gate when Cubbon Park opened up every morning at 5:30 a.m. Fortunately, the government allowed us to go walk in the park during the tough times with the mask on. And I would listen to your podcast and other podcasts that I like. The morning walk, as the sun is coming up, listening to a podcast, that to me is a very special moment. I do it now as well. Every morning here in Tokyo, I go for my early morning walk, and there's shrines and temples all around. And I always make sure I go visit a shrine or a temple as I listen to a podcast. So that's, I don't know if I call that a hack, but I'm going to call it a healthy habit, the way I listen to podcasts.
So it's a way I am wired, I would say, is that I never listen to it at 1x speed. It is always 1.2. At times it's 1.5 because it's very personal. And at times I go back and re-listen to that portion at a different, at a lower speed, maybe if I like. So that's what I do. And I can listen to podcasts any time of the day, but before going to sleep, I think it's before I start listening to your podcast, and I think a habit started around 2016. I'll keep a podcast on and will go to sleep. My husband would say at times, switch it off. But it's not there anymore. But, those words, those experiences, I really liked, soaking in. Next day morning, I would remember what I was shared. So listening to a speed is happening right now, and listening to them while I transition to sleep used to happen earlier. And I'm open to experimentation. I don't know what happens next, but both have been consistent for me. Yeah, as I change as a human being, my design of learning, inside me, my design, the way I'm wired, change. I think the habits and hacks will also change.
Great. Okay. So I think that was the power of three round. Thank you so much. Like always, what we do in Inspire Someone Today before we wrap up is get our guests to share their Inspire Someone Today message to all the listeners. So we are at that stage of this conversation to have each one of you to share your Inspire Someone Today message on this mega 100th episode to all of our listeners. Vijay?
Well, I'm already inspired by this 100th episode itself. I guess the message is, it may be repetitive, but it's easy to start something like Paul said, but tough to just go on and hit this 100 mark. It's amazing. This itself carries so many things with it, and ideas came through this. And I think the couple of things for me is, actually, again, more to the podcast as well, as this is the voice that you played, and that was the inspiring thing. Although the guest was the one who was creating the inspiration value, it always felt like you were representative of the population who would have actually asked that question to that guest, right? You didn't sort of go to that camp. You were actually in the camp of, the common man asking the question. So obviously the inspiration is you allowed that to happen all the time, whoever was the guest. So once again, I think this the show for 2 years is inspiring. This episode itself is inspiring for me. And I'm just thinking we've really raised the bar to the previous round. And I think we're talking from prime ministers to peace talk to cricket icons. So I think, and Srikanth, you're not flustered by it. Looks like you're going to make it happen. So we're looking forward to that.
Thank you. I think when have a network like this, nothing is impossible. So what is your IST Inspire Someone Today message, Zinal, for all the listeners out there?
So You know, whenever I look at inspire someone today, I have a thought which my dad has always put in. It's like simple living and high thinking. And I feel whenever I look at you, Shrikant, thinking big, you're thinking really high. You really want, and I think there's nothing bigger than inspiration in this world. So I would just say that, you know, keep that inspiration on. And I think for anything to get done, you have to get started. So I think that's going to be my message for everyone.
Anything to get done, you need to get started. That's a lovely message out there. Thank you, Zinal. Paul, before we sign off, what's your Inspire Someone Today message to all our listeners?
Well, as we all agreed, it's tough to start. It's even tougher to continue. Yeah. And you have continued, not only because you continue to improve while holding true to your core, right? To your true north. So I admire you for that. I think we all agree it's amazing what you've done. I would say, while you inspire someone today, continue to inspire someone tomorrow and beyond. And so the phrase I'm going to leave with you, which is one of my guiding mantras, is this: honor the past, focus on the future. Well done.
Thank you. Honor the past, focus on the future, listeners out there. And finally, to wrap it up, Zebishi, you have inspired someone today to all of our listeners.
Yes, it's a borrowed quote from, again, Lisa Nichols. It's winners never quit and quitters never win. So we are all work in progress. The world around us is not perfect. But if we have this mantra, we're going to reach that beautiful place that inspires us.
We will all reach that beautiful place on that beautiful note. Thanks a bunch to all my wonderful soundboard members to making this 100th episode a memorable one. Thank you so much, and see you on the other side.
Thank you for listening into today's edition of Inspire Someone Today. It's been a privilege to bring in these conversations. If you like this episode and have any feedback or comments, do mail me at inspiresomeonetodaypodcast@gmail.com. Inspiring someone is like creating ripples around us. If you like what you listen, feel free to share them and let's create ripples of inspiration. Do not forget to follow me on my Instagram handle @inspiresomeonetodaypodcast for all the latest updates. This is Shrikant, your host, signing off, and until next time, keep inspiring.